Rick, how you been?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, none. Our pleasure. You couldn't really ask for much better weather. Look, this morning, last night, looking at that weather forecast, maybe showers and thunderstorms, but it's cleared out. It's gorgeous.
Did it affect your game this morning, your team?
Well, let's just say there were two different kinds of carts out there, the high-end ones with the bucket seats, the windshields, and the covers for the clubs. I got one of the ones they shipped in late last night. I felt a little disrespected as the official unofficial ambassador of Minnesota Golf.
It was probably Hagen's.
I think it was Hagen's doing. Hagen likes to do those kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
The Vikings, the name of the tournament's changed over the year, but its purpose hasn't. It's a way to raise money for a good cause.
Yeah, no, it's great to get all our players and coaches out. In fact, Coach Zimmer cut practice a little short today just so we can get out here and participate in this, you know, very important charity event. And I know it's from our ownership on down, the Vikings Foundation, and what it stands for and what it contributes is very important.
When the phrase, we're all in, comes up, people always, sports teams, we're all in, meaning we think we have a Super Bowl window and we're ready to go. But oftentimes you hear from ownership or management or coaching, no, yeah, we think we can compete this year, but we're also looking long-term. So when you hear the phrase, we're all in, my guess is you're not thinking just this season.
No, you always go into it thinking every year, what are you going to be able to do to put the most competitive team out on the field? And as we started cap planning and as hopefully we continue to draft guys that we want to extend, you're always wanting to keep a competitive team on the field. And the goal is to make the playoffs every year, because if you can get in the dance, then you have a chance to win it all.
I have an awful memory, so I'm not sure exactly how many years you've been in the front office and then how many years you've been the point man, really. You know, they had the triangle of authority thing going on. But would you say, since you've been here with the Vikings, this, at least as we sit right now, the best Vikings team, top to bottom, in the roster that you've had?
I think just from an organization, top to bottom, and with Coach Zimmer and his leadership down there and the coaching staff he put together and the personnel side and the coaching side being on the same page on looking for the traits that we want. There's a very clear direction now, and even as we go through the draft or we sign in free agency, we really work as a collective group to come up with what's the best fit for the Minnesota Vikings and what fits our schemes, what fits our scheme offensively, defensively. I think if you go out there and look at our football team, most of our corners are going to look the same. Most of our defensive linemen are going to look the same because we have specific things we're looking for. And when you put personnel and you're putting a team together, there are guys that are in a draft that are going to be good players that we may pass because they may not be a good player in our scheme, but they could be a good player in another scheme. So they can play at a starter level or even maybe a Pro Bowl level if they fit the scheme. So we've been very specific and honed in on what fits for us.
From what I've been able to hear on the air and read in the papers, everyone to this point couldn't be any happier with Kirk Cousins. Of course, they haven't played a real game yet, but everybody's delighted with what he brings to them.
I think everybody, you asked 31 other teams, everybody's happy this time
right.
of year. Everybody's
0-0
and very optimistic going into the season. So, you know, Coach Zimmer gave a strong message to the team when we came back and reported for the offseason program. We're 0-0. What we did last year doesn't count. Now we start all over again, and right now we're as even with every other club.
Set, can you? You're 13-3. You get to the NFC Championship game. You're one game away, so expectations are high. I related to. I was talking to somebody about playing golf one time. If you play in a golf tournament, your first round you shoot a 68. Then the next day you get off to a slower start. You start doubting yourself a little bit. Well, yesterday I was shooting. Now I'm three shots worse than I was today than I was yesterday.
Goes by hole. I'm three shots worse this hole than I was the last hole.
I get that. But when it's 13-3, it's human nature. Okay, we want to get there again. You never know how the season's going to start. But that's awful lofty to try to match that again because, as you just said, everything changes from year to year.
You can't predict injuries. You can't predict the way the ball bounces here or there. I think the biggest thing is that Coach Zimmer keeps his football team focused on what do we have to do this week to win. And you just look at the next opponent and you worry about that and let the rest fall as you go through the season.
You've got three guys in Danielle Hunter, Stephon Diggs, Anthony Barr that you would maybe want to sign potentially long term. With all three of those, have you kind of figured out what you want to do with those three, or is that still kind of an ongoing process in terms of maybe I want to play it out, maybe I want to sign this guy? I mean, have you made a decision kind of on those three? Or
that's why we're having this Vikings Foundation charity event today.
Raise some money, yeah. Get those big front-end loaded bonuses, yeah.
No, we cap planned, you know, we went against our business principles last year when we signed a couple guys, Xavier and Everson and Linville, 2 years before the contracts expired, planning for this. And then we were able to get Kendricks done. We were active in free agency with Cousins and Sheldon Richardson. But we've been talking to their agents, and, you know, usually the point where you get to the, I don't want to call it the breaking point, but where it really starts to heat up is right before you go to training camp or in that first week of training camp. So we'll continue to negotiate with all three. We'd love to keep all three, and we'll do everything we can to do that.
Our guest is Rick Spielman, general manager of Minnesota Vikings. We're out at the Meadows at Mystic Lake for the Vikings Foundation Golf Tournament. A lot of the excitement around the Vikings comes with the new quarterback, Kirk Cousins, unprecedented $84 million guaranteed deal. I know you can't run a team by what people say on Twitter or the editorial page or letters to the editor or even talk show hosts, but there are people that go, whoa, Keenum did a really great job. And, I mean, Cousins, you know, he hasn't won a playoff game and this and that and the other thing. When you hear those, I know you can't run the organization that way, but what's your response to people that are still a little wait now? I'm not sure this was the greatest move ever made.
Well, Kirk Cousins was a unique opportunity to go out and get a guy in the prime of his career at that position. And rarely does a quarterback of that caliber ever come out. And you go back and, you know, we sliced and diced it from every game he played over the last 3 or 4 years. We looked at what Keenum done, and Case did a great job for us coming in and got us to where we were last year. But we felt, you know, when we hired DeFilippo and we sat there and went through all the quarterbacks, watched all the tape on all three of our guys, and then compared them to Kirk Cousins and what DeFilippo wants to do, we felt Cousins was the best fit, and it was a unique opportunity that rarely happens when you can go out and get a quarterback of that caliber at that age.
When you look at the so-called experts kind of trying to handicap coming up in the upcoming season, particularly in the NFC North, you would think Vikings would be the favorites. A lot of places I see Green Bay's right there with you, and it's all because of Aaron Rodgers, I believe. So he means that much to that club, correct? I mean, with them, they're a contender. Without, they're running the mill.
Well, I think, yeah, last year, I mean, without him, they weren't the same team. And to me, he is the best quarterback in the NFL right now, and maybe one of the best that played his position. So definitely when they have him, they're definitely a contender because that position is so important. But, you know, we just get started, and you don't know how everything's going to happen. You know, who knew that he was going to break his collarbone, unfortunately or fortunately in our game, early in the season. So injuries can really have a devastating effect, and it's great to keep the talk radio going this time of year and trying to predict what this team's going to do, with strength of schedule and all that. But in reality, you don't know. You know, all you have to do is you really worry about your own self and what you have to do to get ready for the season.
You got to run. You're busy here today with the Vikings Foundation Golf Tournament. Thanks for sharing some time with us. Good luck to you this season. I know everybody's expecting another Minneapolis miracle and a return trip to the NFC Championship.
Hopefully, we don't have to win too many games like that. Well, we can just win them.
And I was just going to bring up the national anthem, but you're out of time.
Oh, yeah.
I know you wanted to answer that.
Oh, you couldn't wait to weigh in on that one. Thanks, Rick.
Appreciate it. Me on.
Rick Spielman. General manager of the soon-to-be Super Bowl big game champion Minnesota Vikings here at the Vikings Foundation Golf Tournament.